So yesterday we discussed the position of Rav. Rav's position was that Minchat Omer Shekamsa Shelo Lishma Psula Ho Uvad LaHatir VeLo Hitira. That was the position of Rav. Today we'll have two more alternatives to the position of Rav, and that's beginning on the top of Hey Amud Aleph. We have Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, five lines down. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Minchat Omer Shekamsa Shelo Lishma Ksheira. So you have here a statement by Rabbi Shimon Lakish, which basically conforms to our Mishnah, which is that if you have a mincha that's brought lo lishma, then it's kshira, aval lo alta lebalim, it's lo lebalim. So over here, if we look at it in the framework of the mincha to omer, if you bring the mincha to omer and it's kshira, great. But lo alta lebamim means it doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. What does the omer do? It's matir chadash. So now I have the shia reha of this mincha, which are chadash, but I've yet to have a matir. I've yet to have something that is matir the chadash. So what I have to do? I have to wait for another mincha to omer till the proper mincha to omer is brought, and then v'tatirena, then it's matir both itself, the new omer, but as well as the first omer that was brought, it permits it now to be eaten. Now, Gemara says, Mikrov Heichai Karva. How do they bring such a korban? Taking a step back, if you say the problem over here is that the shirayim may not be consumed, and you have to wait for the second omer to come along, how did you ever bring it on the Mizbeach? Because we have a principle, it's laid out based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, Mimashkei Yisrael, Mina mutar li Israel. Mimashkei Israel, that's mentioned in Yechezkel, from this we dash mina mutar li Israel, that anything that goes on the Mizbeach must be mutar for a Israel to consume. So if it's something that is not mutar for Israel to consume, then it can't go on the Mizbeach. Well, you have exactly that problem here. You have something that's going on the Mizbeach that one cannot consume until the Omer is brought afterwards. So now you have something that's asur to be consumed that was being placed on the Mizbeach. So Amar Avada Brava, Kosav Reish Lakish, Ein Mechuv Zer Zman Lebo Bayom. Within that day, there will be a heter or matir for that chadash. As soon as they bring the omer afterwards, it's going to be mutar. That's not considered to be mechuser zman. When I say that it has to be consumable by a Jew, and that's what can go on the mizbeach, that's only true when it's not consumable or when the problem is extends over multiple days. If within the same day it's going to become mutar for the Jew to eat, then that's fine. And that's what we have here. The new minchat omer will be brought, and immediately afterwards, it'll be mutar. So, meiti rav ado breid rav Yitzchak, yesh be'ofot, shein be'menachot. Yesh be'menachot, shein be'ofot. So we have some chumrot, or some specific dinim that exist by the ofot, that do not exist by the menachot. Yesh be'menachot, and the same thing is true of menachot, that's not by the ofot. Yesh be'ofot, what's the chumrot that are by the ofot? She'ofot ba'im b'nidvat shtayim, that a oaf can be brought as a korban shutafim. Right, there are different types of korbanot. There's a korban atzibur, that's owned by the tzibur as a whole. There's a korban ayachid, which is that of the individual. And there's a korban shutafim, which is partners. People join together and purchase jointly a korban. One is permitted to do such by an oaf, which is not true by a mincha, because by a mincha it says nefesh. So we dive on the word nefesh, that means only a singular, only one individual can bring a mincha, you cannot bring a mincha b'shutafut. That's the first thing. Number two, umechusirei kapara. It's brought by all those that are mechusirei kapara, that means all those that bring korbanot on their eighth day, they have 7 days of tara, and on their eighth day they bring a korban, they all bring birds. And that's true of a zav zava, you learned mitzora, you can see in the parentheses there, those are the individuals are mechusei kabara, and each one of them has an oaf involved in their process of karbonot and tara. Number three is vehutru michal isuran bakodesh. They have a special heter in kodesh that allows them to be eaten, but nowhere else. And that's by the birds. How do we eat the birds by the kodesh? They have milika done to them. Milika, which outside of the context of kodesh is trefa, is a problem of nevela. Inside of Kodesh, that malika is matter them. So that's what it means. V'hudru michlal yisuran b'kodesh. That what otherwise would have been an isur, that's mutar here by Kodesh, that's the avoda of malika. Ma she'enkein b'menachot. That's not true of a mincha. V'yesh b'menachot. And in menachot, we have things that don't exist by the oath. She'menachot unot kli. Kodem kol, you need kabbalat mincha v'kli, putting the komets into a kli. Use a kli sherei to be mikadesh the mincha, which is not true of the bird. The bird, the dam goes directly from the bird onto the mizbeach. Number two is tnufa, requires a wave offering. The mincha requires the wave offering, which is not true by the ofot. Hagasha, the mincha is brought to the keren marvit jumit and put against it. That is not true of the ofot. The yeshna b'tzibur could be achid. The other issue is that the tzibur, that a mincha is both a korbanat tzibur, as well as a korbanat yachid. We're discussing one of the menachot that is a korbanat tzibur, which is minchat omer, and also mibar is minchat yachid. That is not true by the birds, where the singular is used by the akrava. Birds are only korbanot yachid, they are not korbanot tzibur. If you are right, Rav Adar Bar Ava, about explaining Reish Lakish, then b'menachot nami mishkachava, dehutru michlal yisuran b'kodesh. Then we find something that is mutar by kodesh, that is not mutar in general. Umayninu, and what would that be? That'd be minchat omer. But minchat omer, now we have a situation similar to the ofot. By the ofot, if I was to take the oath and do malika b'chutz, I wouldn't be able to do anything with it. If I would take the mincha, make it b'chutz, and eat it b'chutz, I wouldn't be able to eat it. It's chadash. There is no hamater yet. So now here, I can bring it as a korban b'kodesh. As I bring it as a korban b'kodesh, it works. Even though, outside of the context of kodesh, it would not work. So that's true of the ofot, we know, because of malicha. But now, you claim that's one of the chumrot of ofot that's not apparent by menachot. Well, if you explain that the omer has that same effect, meaning that you bring the omer, and then it's not mutar, and it needs another omer to be matirit, then I have the same situation by menachot, where I'm bringing a mincha, which is otherwise asur b'chutz, and now it's being mutar bifnim.
That's again, it's an external halacha. You can't eat the mincha until you eat it, until you makrid the mincha
Right. It's an inherent psula that will never be kosher, and that's basically the Gemara's answer, which is Kevin Dame Bukhusar's man the Bobayom Lavi Surahu. The answer given is the same answer, meaning that if the what you're saying, this temporary problem, that once you bring the Omer on that day, you release it from that problem. Since Mukhusar's man Bobayom is not classified as Mukhusar's man, it's also not classified as Isura. You're not taking off the Isur. The Isur, it's a temporary technical problem that you just need to wait for the Omer. And basically the Gemara is answering exactly what you're saying. Meiti Rav Sheshet. Hitim Matan Shemen the Matan Dam. This is by the Mitzora. Mitzora requires that the Asham, the blood from the Asham, be placed on his fingers. And that's also a lob shaman that he brings along, that he also has to put the shaman on top of his thumbs, his big toes, his ears. So all of those, what do you have to do first? You do the dam first, and then the shaman. If, by mistake, he did matan shaman, the matan dam, he put the shaman on before he put on the dam, yimal en shaman, you refill the log shaman, v'yachzor v'yiten shaman achar matan dam. Then you put the shaman after the dam. Matan behonot l'matan sheva. If he does the matnot on the behonot l'matan sheva, yimal en shaman, v'yachzor v'yiten mehem behonot achar matan sheva. The log shaman requires a sprinkling of 7 times keneged petach omoed. If he does it out of order, where he, instead of doing the matan sheva first and then the matan behonot, he instead does the matan behonot, the matanot on the thumbs, the toes, and the ears beforehand, then yimalen shaman again he refills it, the log of. Yachzor mitein matan behonot, achar matan sheva. And you'll redo the behonot after he's done the matan sheva. V'yamart, if you claim, like you do, Rav Adar Bar Ava, de'ein mechusar zman de bo bayom, then anything with the context of a single day is classified to be in order. Amay yechzor v'yitain. Why do you have to go back and do it? My dovet, dovet. What you've done is done. Meaning that if the bo bayom is not considered mechusar zman, then if I want to put on the behonot, then I better do the matan sheva. It's all as if it all happened in the same moment, at the same time. Because just like by the Omer, where I say, oh, I brought the Omer, at the Zman that I brought the Omer, it was Asur. Later that day, I'm going to have a Matir that says that Chadash is Mutar. And we're going to say retroactively, that works to free this Omer from the Isur. So it's over here. When I do the Matan Ba'onot and then the Matan Sheva, I'll say retroactively, the Matan Ba'onot came after the Matan Sheva. So I'm going to Papa Shiny Alchot Mitzora. Mitzora is different. Tichtiva Be Havaya. That there's avaya, there's an order, a seder. If you have a seder, when you demand an order, that's different than saying mechusar bo bayom. Mechusar bo bayom indicates that there's no set out order there. There's no fixed seder to what we do. Since there's no fixed seder to what we do, then we can say, oh, if I did it a little bit out of order, I'm okay. But when you have a seder that's laid out by the parsha and it says avaya, it says that the demand for it to be in order is ma'akev, then over there you can't claim that mechusar bo bayom is not considered to be a problem. It's a problem of seder, of just putting it in order and doing it in the right order. Damar katuv, zot tiyeh terat ha-mutzara, tiyeh, v'abiyata tiyeh. That's the tia. That's the ikuv by mitzora that it must be done in order. You can't do it out of order. So ein achanami, if it wasn't a demand for seder, and there wasn't a demand, there wasn't an ikuv that was given to us by b'yatate, then maybe ein achanami, you could have done it out of order and would have been fine. But here, when you have a demand for order, then for seder, then you can't claim that the mechuser zman, the bulbayom, rectifies the problem. That can't rectify the problem because you just did it out of order. You didn't follow the prescribed process of tahara. Look at those. They may mechuser zman b'bayom, or may yachzor v'yitain. B'sof maskinan. In the end, we conclude the yesh mechuser zman b'bayom. There is such a thing as mechuser b'bayom. B'teima d'biyom b'berach otziolo matzriach chuka shlo yischneh to say there. Why do I need a limud to tell me that I have to change? I can't go out of order. Eichad lo kriva chuka lo chashina ani mishaneh. And whenever chuka is not written, we don't worry if you do it out of order. What you're asking to me is basically, if I don't have this din of mechuser zman b'bayom, which is the conclusion of the Gemara, then I should be everything should have to be done in order, unless it's stipulates otherwise. How come the Gemara searches for a specific thing like here by the Mitzora that I need b'habiyatotehe? I need a specific limud to tell me that it's ma'akev the order. Why isn't the order always ma'akev? If your Torah lays out a prescription of order, that should be it. He says v'yesh lomar d'dafka b'hadi d'mitzora chashim mechuser zman b'meshe adayin lo yigia zman taratan v'seder v'datchim v'kiburim to the chapara lo chashim mechuser zman. Tosfos lays out a basic difference here, which says that when it comes to kapara that is done without any time bound aspect to it. By the Mitzora is Tamei, he has a problem, and this is the process of Tahara. So therefore he's quote-unquote Mechuser Zman. If he doesn't do things in order, that's classified as being Mechuser Zman. By Seder Yom HaKippurim, which is coming for Kapara, why should it matter which way I do the Kapara? There's no Mechuser Zman here, it's just Torah tells me do the Kapara, do it in this order. If I do it out of order, also it's a Kapara. There's no demand for order in terms of Mechuser Zman. There's no demand that, oh here, somebody's Tamei, they want to become Tahor. That's not it. It's on Yom Kippur. It needs to be done on Yom Kippur. It's being done on Yom Kippur. So over there, we're going to need a specific pasuk to teach us, do it in order. So Tosu says it's unique to Mitzora. The question you're asking, it doesn't apply outside. He says, no, it's unique to Mitzora, because we're dealing with someone who's Mechuser Zman. Since he's Mechuser Zman, if you don't take the prescription and go in order, then there's a problem, because then he doesn't become Ra'ui to bring the next sequence, the next thing in the sequence. It's not true of other things that have a prescribed layout to them. Maybe there, because it's Kapara, whatever way you do it, at least whatever you get it done, it's done. So that's the way Tosu looks at it, or differentiates with him. Gemara says, Meitiv Rapapa, Hiktim Chata. So again, here we have a case by the Mitzora. By the Mitzora, he's supposed to bring the Asham Mitzora first, and then the Chatat. Instead, he brings the Chatat first, and then the Asham. Lo yeacher mimareis bidoma. Don't designate someone to mix the blood of the Chatat. And then what you'll do? You'll shech the Asham, do the Abodat Asham, and then come back and do the Chatat. Ela tubar tzuratav etetze de beit asreifa. Since it's a psul that's not begufo, you have to wait overnight till it spoils, and then it goes out to the beit asreifa. Amai kamoti vapopo. Why is Rapapa asking a question over here? What's Rapapa's question? His question is, here I have by the Mitzora, I have a Chatat that is supposed to come after the Asham. Instead, he did the Chatat first. So now he's saying, okay, look, again, I can show you that here you have something that is out of order. It's Boba Yom, so it shouldn't be Mechuser Zman, the Boba Yom. Well, didn't we just have... Rapapa himself was the one who answered Shani Mitzora. So that's what it says. So am I... Kamoti Rapapa, Rapapa, who damar, Shani Yochod Mitzora, Tichadu Havaya. Rapapa is the one already who said to us that by Mitzora there is a different issue, which is that there's a requirement that be done in order. There's an ikuv by Yehei, that it has to be by Mitzora. So where is he coming up asking the question? Rapapa, Achokashle, Ema Hani Mile Avoda. That the ikuv, the Seder, applies only to things that are classified as Avoda. Shchita, Lav Avoda, he. Shkita is not classified as an avoda. So David says, you don't do it with the Kohen, that's Shitat Rashi. Shitat Rashi is, why? How do you know Shkita is not an avoda? Because you don't require a Kohen to do the Shkita. Azar can do it. Azar is kosher by Shkita. That's Rashi Shita here, as well as Rashi Shita in Zvachim. Tosafot in Zvachim challenged Rashi, and he does it here as well here, and says, how can that be true? Because later on, we're going to have this in Daftet, other places in Zvachim as well. The Gemara says that the reason that Shchita is kasher bizar because lav avodah. Well, that makes it circular. If Shchita is not an avodah because you can Zar can do it, then you can't say that the Zar can do it because Shchita is lav avodah. So Tosus brings two other here, at least here he tries to answer for Rashi. He tries to give a dochak to explain Rashi, but he brings two other answers. One is Rav Yitzchak Mi Orleans. He's mefarish lav avodah. Why? the fish is shaveh b'chulim u'kodoshim. It's a ma'aseh that is done both in chulin and in kodoshim. The fact that the Torah, it's not a unique avodah, it's not a unique aspect in kodesh, it shows you that the Torah is not makpid on kehuna. The fact that we do shechita outside of the mikdash to eat animals shows you that shechita is not part of the avodah to mikdash, not something that we're going to be makpid that a kohen does. So since it's equally applicable inside and outside of the mikdash, that's why it's not classified as an avodah. That's Rav Yitzchak Meorleans. The last possibility that he brings, which is, let's look at what the dinim of something that has an avodah. Let's pick, for instance, Kabbalat Adam. Kabbalat Adam, if you go to be Mekabel the Dam, where do you have to do the Kabbalat Adam? You have to do it inside the Azara. If it has to be done by Tzafon, it has to be done in the Tzafon. What happens if the individual who is being Mekabel the Dam stands outside? He's either outside the Azara or he's outside the Tzafon when he does it. What's the din? Then there it is. Pasul. Because by Kabbalat Adam, you not only need to have the Kabbalat Adam, the physical utensil that accepts the blood, receives the blood inside the place, but the Mikabel, the one who's doing the Kabbalat Adam, must also be inside the location, in the Azara, or in the Tzafon. Same thing with the, if you're Mikabel Adam, and the Behemah's Tuliyah, or the Kabbalah's Tuliyah, you're off the ground, and you do the Kabbalat Adam. Kasher? Not kasher, has to be on the ground, has to be in the location. Okay, now let's look at shechita. What's the din by shechita? Din by shechita, if someone's standing outside the Azara and shechs the animal with long knife inside the Azara, totally fine. Shechita has to be in the Azara, but the shochet does not have to be in the Azara. Same thing with Tzafon and Darom. Tluya, the behemah is tluya and you shech the behemah, kasher. You don't have that requirement of a yerach habizbeach. So what do you see? And this is that Tosos says the same thing in Zvachim. You see that there are certain standards that are set for something that's an avoda. If I go to Kabbalat Adam, I see what the dinim are. I come to Shechita, I look at that, and those don't apply. By Shechita, I don't require that the Shochet be in the location. I don't really require the Shochet be on the ground, or the Behemah be on the ground. The fact that I don't have all those requirements indicates to me that it's not a classic type of Avodah. Because otherwise it had the same rules as Kabbalat Adam. The fact that it has different rules than Kabbalat Adam shows me that Shechita is Lav Avodahi. So those are three different approaches to explaining why it's not Lav Avodahi, or it's Lav Sheirut Lifnei Hashem, it's not classified as Sheirut, and therefore it's Kasher Bizar, according to Tosfot. According to Rashi, the Sheirut Bizar is what makes it Lav Avodahi. But because of that, Shechita Lav Avodahi, that's where Rav Papa's question is. Questions like this, you're right, by Mitzora, I said that it's Le'ikuv, that the order is Le'ikuv, but that deals with Avodot, that deal with the Mitzora. Over here I'm talking about Shechita. All I did was do shechitata chatat before I did the shechitata hasham. Over there, maybe the avodah, since it's not an avodah, maybe it's not me'akev. So since it's not me'akev, maybe I should be let it go and say, okay, I'll wait for it till afterwards, and then I'll do the, I'll wait, you mix it up, go ahead, we'll do the shechitata hasham, and we'll move forward from here. So that's what his question is. Let someone else mix the blood of the chatat. In the interim, let the Hashem go. And then afterwards, you bring the chatat. If I put these two things together, that shechita is lav avodahi, and number two is that mechuser zman the bobayom is not considered mechuser zman, then why does the order of the Hashem and the chatat have any bearing over here? To be able to shech the chatat, have someone else mix the blood, wait with it, to bring the Hashem, and then return to the chatat afterwards. Ella Amar Rav Papa. Now Rav Papa offers a totally different alternative. It's not an alternative to the din that he's just saying, but it's an alternative to Reish Lakish in general. This is the explanation of Reish Lakish. Until now, we had the explanation of Reish Lakish is being Amar Avad Abava, that the Sover Reish Lakish in Bechusa Tzman Abo Beyom. Along comes Rav Papa, says no. Hainu time of the Reish Lakish, the Sover, here a Mizrach Matir. Here's the answer. The answer is that you don't need the Karban HaOmer to be Matir Chadash. Chadash is automatically mutar from the moment that it gets light on the day of the 16th. The day of the 16th itself is what makes it mutar. The Omer itself is not what makes it mutar. The Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Damrei Tarvayu, if you lose much Beit HaMikdash Kayam, even when there was a Beit HaMikdash, Hira Mizrach Matir. It was not the Korban HaOmer that was Matir, it was Hira Mizrach. When the sun came up on the day, when the light broke on the day of the 16th, Chadash was automatically mutar. And what about the Omer? What about the Adviachem et Korban Elokeichem? It says that you have to bring the Omer in order to be matir. The mitzvah. That's lechatchila. The mitzvah min amufchar is to wait until after the Omer. But me'ikar adin, Chadash is mutar from the moment that sunlight breaks on the day of the 16th. Now that solves our problem here. So now what do you have here? Reish Lakish now said that I can bring the, if I do the Karban HaOmer Shelo Lishma, It's mutar, it's kasher, I just have to wait for the next minchat omer to be matirit. Okay, so I have a minchat omer that's going to be matirit afterwards, that's mitzvah min avuchar. But the ikar din, chadash is mutar, and that means that what I put on the mizbeach was mutar liyisrael. That was something that a Jew could have consumed, because it was chadash, or eden, because it was chadash, it was very mitar with the sun rising on the new day, and since it's technically mutar liyisrael, therefore I can put it on the mizbeach, and it's not a chisaron en mimutar liyisrael. To solve the problem of how it could be that you could bring a korban for something that a Yisrael could not eat, a Jew could not eat. No, you have to bring, you can only bring korbanot from things that a Jew could eat. So over here, a Jew cannot consume chadash before the omer comes. So how do we solve the problem that here, according to Reish Lakish, the first omer that was brought was kasher, but it didn't work to be matir chadash. That means that he's using chadash in the mizbeach. It's not mutar. The answer is that ein mechusar zman debo bayom. Now Rav Papa says that doesn't work. He has all these questions. And Rav Papa says no. What it is that you don't need the omer to be matir the chadash. The chadash is automatically mutar in the morning. So it's mutar already. That means that whatever I'm bringing the carbon from is already chadash that is mutar to be consumed by Israel. Now look, there's a mitzvah min a mufchar. Wait for the carbon omer. Don't eat till after the carbon omer. So I have to bring another carbon omer, don't eat it afterwards. But meikar adin, this is flour that a Jew could have eaten, and therefore it's mutar to be brought on mizbeach. Whereas what we have by Rabbi Yochanan explicitly says this, Reish Lakish's statement we only know from an inference, which is that's not. Ein meviin, the girsah probably should be in minachot ubikurim uminchat behema kodum laomer. You cannot bring any of these items, minachot, bikurim, or minchat behema, which is minchat nesachim, kodum laomer, before the omer is brought. Minachot, if you go to later on a daf from Samachedam would bet, we go to the Mishnah where Rashi over there comments, what are the minachot that we're speaking about here? What mitch mincha is it that you can't bring prior to that? So Rashi over there says, minachot is minchat sota, minchat kenaot. That's what he calls minachot. Then you have the bikurim, minchat behema is minchat nisachim. So all of these cannot be brought prior to the omer being brought. So hemi vi minachot, bikurim, or minchat behema kodom omer. You're not allowed to bring any of these items before the omer. Vimevi, if you did bring them beforehand, pasul. It's no good. Kodem l'shtei alechem. You're not supposed to bring these items before the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem are brought on Shavuot, and they're matir chadash in the Mikdash. The minchat omer that's brought on the 16th of Nisan is matir chadash migvulin in general. The matir for chadash in the Mikdash is the shtei alechem. So here, if you bring prior to the omer in the Mikdash, pasul. On the other hand, if you bring it prior to the shtei alechem in the Mikdash, lo yavi, shouldn't bring it. V'mevi kasher. But if you do bring it, it's kasher b'diyeved. And on that, we have a qualifying statement. That's only if you brought these items prior to the Omer on the 14th or the 15th. If you brought them prior to the Omer on the 16th, kasher, mevi kasher. Why? Why is it kasher if he brings it before the Omer on the 16th? Because what's the real matir on the 16th? Hira Mizrach. Alma Kosova Hira Mizrach Matir. The real Matir is there in Mizrach. So there you see that even though you brought it prior to the Omer, it's Kasher. And that's a statement from Reish Lakish. So that's Michlala Yitmar. That's the inference. We see that Reish Lakish is saying that if it was brought on the 16th prior to the Omer, it's still Kasher. Well, the only way it could be Kasher if you bring it prior to the Omer is because Hira Mizrach is Matir. Since Hira Mizrach is Matir, therefore it's Kasher, even though you brought it prior to the Omer. And that'll be the solution to the problem here as well. How could he bring the carbon Omer and it was not Matir Chadash? How could he bring it? It's something that's Asur L'Mizbeach. It's Asur L'Yisrael, but Asur L'Mizbeach. And since it's not Asur L'Yisrael, technically Yisrael could have eaten the Chadash as soon as the sun rose on the 16th. V'Rova Amar, now we have a third opinion. So let's think about what we have until now. Rav says, you bring a mincha to Omer, and you did it lo lishma, not kasher whatsoever. Reish Lakish comes along and says, you bring a mincha to Omer, do a lo lishma, kasher, avo lo alta. It didn't work to be matir l'chadash, even though technically Harry Mizrach is matir l'chadash. It doesn't work as the Omer, you have to bring another korban ha-Omer. What's the only other permutation left? The permutation is that if you bring a lo lishma, that not only is it a kasher korban, that it works. And that's Rava's opinion. Rava Amar, Midchat Omer shekamsah shelo lishma ksheira vishiyareha nechalim ve'ein tzricha minchat Omer acher lahatira. And you don't need another minchat Omer to be matirit she'ina machshava mo'elet, because machshava doesn't help ella b'mishira uide avoda ubedavar aroid avoda u'makom aroid avoda. Machshava only affects carbonot in a situation where it's someone who is allowed to do avoda. Someone who's allowed to avoda would be a kohen. To exclude not probably a zar, but a kohen balmum or a kohen tamei that can't do the avodah. But the var ha-ra'ui avodah, something that otherwise could be used in the avodah tamigdash. We'll get to this in a second. Uba makom ha-ra'ui avodah, in a place that is ra'ui avodah. Misha ra'ui avodah lafuke kohen balmum. Misha ra'ui avodah comes to exclude a kohen balmum if he does the avodah and has a makshav, it has no impact. Uba davar ha-ra'ui avodah, and something that is ra'ui avodah lafuke minchat ha-mu'umer. The lo chazia techidushu, that has no other use because it's a chidush. I want to come back to that. Makom ha-ra'ui avodah lafuke nifgam ha-mizbeach. Place that's ra'ui avodah means that if someone on the daytime brought a karban on the mizbeach, with the mizbeach in nifgam, it was missing something. There was a piece missing from it, and he had a machshav pigo. And he brought the korban, doesn't have any bearing. If they fix the mizbeach, and then again they bring the matnot down, or they do it afterwards again properly, that machshava has no bearing. Because the machshava he had was at a time that the mizbeach was not ruhi to be mekabel, and therefore the machshava has no impact. The one that matters for us is that, the one that we said is davar ha-ra'ui d'avodah. Sometimes Rav Yehuda comes to exclude Minchat Omer. The Machshava has no impact by Minchat Omer. Why is the Minchat Omer something that is not Ra'ui Avodah? That is because what is the Minchat Omer brought from? The Minchat Omer is brought from Seorim. It's brought from barley. In the Mikdash, Seorim are not used. That is not used as any of the Karbanot. Oh, where are they used? Sota. Right, it's exactly the question Rashi asked that question. Rashi says that when it comes to Seorim, they're not used anywhere else in the avoda, and that's why it's a chidushu. It's not ra'ui the avoda, the sorim. Tzvi says, what are you talking about? We have mishum minchat sota. So minchat kinaot is made out of sorim. So this is Rashi says, v'imishum minchat sota lav ri'uyahi. It's not good. Minchat sota kemach. It's made out of flour. Bishal omer is keres, carmel. It's brought in the gasot. It's brought the brand new crop. It's still wet. It's very hard to mill. It's crushed but not milled. It's a different type of flour that's being used over here. The flour by the Seorim is dried out Seorim that are milled and made into a flour. That's the Sota. When you're talking about the Omer, you're talking about Geres, Carmel. Now something that's still fresh. Geres, Carmel, that's Kalui, that they roast. They roast the fresh kernels that are brought up and then they crush them afterwards. Talking about a very different type of qualitative flour that's used. Something that would not be allowed to be used by the Minchat Sota vote. On top of that, the lavodah avodahi. Minchat kinaot is not a real avodah. Dilavarver avon katyo. It's coming to determine if there's an avon. It's not an avodah in presenting something to Hashem. It's all about birur avon. V'hai de paslo machshava b'minchat kinaot. Well, wait a minute. If it's not an avodah. Now, number one, if it's not an avodah, as Rashi says, it's birur avon. Number two, can't be used anywhere else. You tell me, silrim by the Sota, where else can they be used? What, they can be used by the Karban Omer? They're not Ro'i. Just like you said, the Karban Omer is not Ro'i for the Seorim of the Omer, are different than the Seorim of the Kanaot. Same thing the other way around. The Seorim of the Kanaot cannot be used for the Minchat Omer. So, Bahad the Pasal Machshav of Minchat Kanaot, Mishum, Techmano Kariyat Chatos. The Torah calls it a Chatat. So, since it's called a Chatat, it has the same din as a Chatat, it's Pasul Boba Machshav. I don't know where Rashi got that from. Where is the Minchat Kanaot ever called the Minchat Chatat? Right, it's Maskeret Avon. It says Maskeret Avon. Doesn't call it a Chatat. The Kilyon Yoshas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, asks the question. He says, Tamoli, ha Minchat Kanaot lo ikre klal Chatat. There is nowhere in Parshat Sota that the Minchat Kanaot is called a Chatat. That's number one. He says, Ve, rak Minchat Chote ikre Chatat. Only the Minchat Chote, which is the Kavan Olev Yod, is called a Chatat. And why is a minchat choteh pasul? We just did this in yesterday's daf. Why is a minchat choteh pasul? Because it's called a chatat? No. Why is it pasul? Chatat hi. Because it has the hi, which is the akev. So it says, I don't understand. Mishum t'chatat uve kanaot k'tiv hi. And the same thing is written by kanaot. That's why we said yesterday's daf. Why is minchat chatat and kanaot ma'akev when it comes to lishma? Because they both have chatat hi or minchat kanaot hi. Balkopanim lomar b'minchat kanaot ikre chatat tamua. He says, I don't know what Rashi is saying over here that it's called a chatat. I don't know how you can explain that that's the reason that minchat kanaot. Minchat kanaot, the lishma is ma'akev because it says minchat kanaot hi. That's why it's ma'akev over there, the machshava. It's nothing to do with the fact that it's called a chatat. Be that as may, we have now Rashi explaining why is it by the Mincha to Omer? It's a unique korban that's used nowhere else in the Mikdash because there's nobody needs Seorim. The only occasion where you do need Seorim is by the Mincha to Kinaot. By there, you have two reasons to say it's not. Number one, maybe it's not avoda because it's a biru avon and not avoda. And number two, it's a different type of Seorim. There, you need kemach, a flower of Seorim, dried Seorim. But here, you're using fresh Seorim that are roasted. That's the difference. So over here, something that has no other application in Avoda, that's not really the Avoda anywhere else, you can't, Machshava doesn't affect it. So that's the answer here. Rava says, you bring a carbon Omer, you have the wrong Machshava, doesn't matter. Machshava, it's impenetrable. The Minchat Omer has, Machshava cannot affect it whatsoever. Pigol, Lolishma, no matter what you think, has no impact on the Omer. Because the Omer is immune to Machshava because it's not really in Avoda anywhere else. Now, Tosfos gives a different reason about the difference between Minchat Kenot and Minchat Omer. If you look in Tosfos, Gdavar Aroid Avoda, it says, V'kasha, dimke Minchat Kenot, oti pasel shelo lishma. If Rashi's right in his explanation, the way Rashi himself says, the Minchat Kenot should also not be pasel shelo lishma, because it's unique to Minchat Kenot, it cannot be used anywhere else. So why is it pasel? Now Rashi says it's called a chatat. Again, something that we don't find. B'nir lefarish, t'chashiv Minchat Omer, davar shein roid avoda, mishum t'afilu digvoha, asur la'akriv chadash kodem Omer. The reason that it's this way is because even to the Mikdash, one can't bring prior to the Korban Omer. The Ferish Akunjus, Yesh Ktsat Litchok, the Minchat Omer, the Lo Shaykh Be Shinui Ba'alim, that Ziborhi, the Lo Possible Shinui Kodesh, came to love a Roid of Oda, which isn't true of the Minchat Kenaot. But the Minchat Kenaot, you can have Shinui Ba'alim, even though maybe you can't have Shinui Kodesh. Maybe that's a little difference it explains. And Rubu Kodesh Teiritz, the Shani Minchat Chotet, the Chatat Kari Rachmana, that's the Rashi's answer himself. Chite Mario Omer, Seorim, Roid of Oda, Gabi Sota, Chad Adatam Kemach, Chad Geres, so he brings Rashi's down pshat in the end. He also wants to suggest that the difference or the reason that a Omer is not Ra'uy Avodah is because it's Matir itself. Chadosh is not Ra'uy until the Omer is brought. That means that the Omer that itself is brought from Chadash, when it's brought, it's not Ra'uy Avodah. It's only because it itself is brought as the Omer that it's Matir itself. But had the Omer not been brought, that Chadosh could not have been brought in the Mikdash. That's not true of the Minchat Sotah. By the Minchat Sotah, you can separate and say that the Seorim could have been brought in Mikdash at the proper time if they were brought as the Omer. They just can't be brought now as the Sotah. Sotah has Seorim, so that's fine. It's Ra'oi in the Mikdash, so it's not a Korban that we normally bring. But over here by the Omer, it's not even Ra'oi whatsoever until the Omer itself is brought. All right, now, Marbuzan, Tarabanan. Kishu Omer Mina Bakar Lamato, Shein Tom Lomar. There's no reason to write Mina Bakar down below. What is that coming to teach us? Elotsiyat Treifa. It comes to teach you that a treifa is excluded. Here is last week's parsha, Parsha Vayikra. In the beginning of Vayikra, when it talks about the olot, it says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'matalayim adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem min habeima min habakar min hatzon takriv korbanchem." So Gemara darshes on that. Why do you have to say min habeima? Min habeima means only some behemot. Min habakar, some bakar. Min hatzon, some hatzon. For each one of them, there's a limud that tells us that this is lahutzi nevat, lahutzi moksa, lahutzi rovei avinirba. All these are excluded from being brought as karbanot. The next pasuk begins, Ima la karbano min habakar. Again, it uses min habakar. So that's min habakar lamata, because we already mentioned min habakar beforehand. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the limud is. Shomer min habakar lamata. In the second pasuk, it says min habakar she'en ton lamar. I wouldn't need it. Elo tzi et a treifa. It's coming to teach me that a treifa is excluded from being put on mizbeach. Why says elo dinu? Isn't it a kavachomer? Ma balmum shemuter lehejot asura legvoa. Balmum that is shechted can be eaten by a hejot. It's kosher meat. Asura legvoa cannot be put on the zbeah. Treifa shasura lehejot. A treifa that a hejot cannot eat. Enudin shasura legvoa. Certainly it's asura legvoa. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that treifa can't go on the mizbeach? But balmum can't go on the mizbeach. Certainly a treifa can't go on the mizbeach. It says chelav v'dam yuchichu. Again, disprove. I can undermine this kav v'chomer from chelav v'dam. Shasurim lehejot. And they go on the Mizbeach. So it's no proof. Just because the hedgehog can't eat it, is no proof that it can't go on the Mizbeach. Where it says, Ma b'chelev adam shekin b'yim michlal heter. Right, chelev and dam are different. Because they come from a behema that is otherwise kshera. Tomar b'treifa shekulu asura. Treifa is something that's entirely asur. So over there, the kal v'chomer should stand, still stand. Where it says, okay, v'lo tei muteret l'gvoa. So therefore, it should not be muteret l'gvoa through the kal v'chomer. Where it says, malika tochiach. I can disprove it from malika. Shekulu asur. It's entirely Isur of Asur Hejot, and a Hejot, if you did Malika B'chutz, a Hejot can't consume it. Umeteret Gvoa, and nevertheless, it still works inside the Mikdash. So Mar says, Mala Malika, Shekin Kedushata, Usrata. So here's a machlokus between Rashi and Tosafot, what that means. Shekedushata, Usrata. What does it mean that Kedushata, Usrata? Rashi says that the Malika itself, B'dabar Shu Kadosh L'Gvoa, the thing that makes it kadosh l'gvoa is a hainu malika, but neaseret lehejot. That's what makes it asur for the hejot. Av a treifa ain't a kedusha mishum treifut. But katin kar lelamali. So here, by treifa, the treifa is asura. It doesn't become a treifa because of something you did in kodesh. It's a treifa prior to that point in time. Malika is what generates the problem for the hejot over here. Malika, the process in which you make a kadosh, is also what creates the problem for the hejot. It also says, kedushata usotra is perish kedushata goremet laliot miluka. That the reason you have to do malika here is because you were makdish the animal. What causes the need for malika is the being makdishit. So kedushata is what demands malika. So a slight difference between them. Rashi says the malika itself is what generates the kedusha, is what makes it a sulei hajot. It also says the demand for malika comes from the fact that it's kodesh. So you can't say that it was once by a hajot asur and then it's mutar by kodesh, because it was never like that. It's the kedusha that generates this whole malika process. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then you can't prove anything from malika. So if that's the case, mashen kei betreifa, shen kedusha tasara, and therefore now I have a kal v'chomer. I have a kal v'chomer from Baal Mom to treifa. You tried to disprove it from either melika or from chilev and dam. Both of those failed because they have some unique status to them. I have a kal v'chomer. So be'im hi shavata. And if you answer the kal v'chomer, shomer min ha'bakar lamata, shein tal nor, let's see it to treifa. If you answer it up and you ruin the kal v'chomer, that's why I have min ha'bakar. What do you mean? Ma'im hi shavata. We couldn't find a problem. The kal v'chomer stands. What problem did you find for this kal v'chomer that I need the pasuk in the end for? So now we're going to have different opinions here in the Amoraim. We'll continue all the way almost to the Mishnah tomorrow. So we'll get through a number of the Amoraim and we'll continue the rest tomorrow. Amar Rav. Shum de'ika le'meimar, minchata omer tiuchiach. Minchat Omer can prove it. She'asura lehejot. Minchat Omer is asura lehejot. Why? Because it comes from Chadash. Umuteret legvoa. And still roi to go on the Mizbeach. It says, Mala minchat Omer, she'em kein materet Chadash. The Minchat Omer itself is matir Chadash. Hejot can't consume it. But it itself, when it's put on the Mizbeach, is matir. It says, we're talking about a case of Shvi'it. Talking about a case of Shvi'it where there is no matir. The Omer is not matir anything. Shvi'it nami, she kein materet Sfichim b'Shvi'it. Wait a minute. On Shvi'it, the Omer is also matir something. That is Sfichim. The aftergrowths in the field that are there, they're matir b'Shvi'it. Ki Rabbi Akiva. This is like Rabbi Akiva, the Mar Sfichim asurim b'Shvi'it. Svichim are sur to consume on Shvi'it. Now, when are Svichim asurim to consume on Shvi'it? Rashi claims that Rabbi Akiva's Isser of Shvi'it, he claims it here, claims it in Gemara and Pesachim as well, that's only after the Biur. After Zman HaBiur, that's when Rabbi Akiva says that asurim is Shvi'it. Tosus takes issue with Rashi's explanation. He takes issue here, he doesn't explain it here. But in Pesachim, he brings two different alternatives. He brings one alternative, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Svichim asurim b'Shvi'it means literally on Shvi'it itself. That means the aftergrowths that grow on Shvi'it, they are problematic. He also brings the Rabbeinu Nisim, it brings down Iran, that says that we're talking about the year after Shvi'it, that we're talking about post Shvi'it, talking about in the Shmi'it. So these are things that grew during the Shvi'it, but now they're afterwards, we're discussing them in the Shmi'it. So that's the other possibility there. But either way, no matter what it is, we're talking about a case here that's according to Rabbi Akiva, who says there is no aftergrowth. So therefore, the Omer is not matir anything. So Amalei Ravacha Barabo the Ravashi, the Rabbi Akiva, Nami Lifruch. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can also ask, Mala Minchat Omer. That if it's Materet Chadash in Chutz La'aretz. So, okay, within Eretz Yisrael, you have a din of Chadash, that it can't be Mater because it's Shvi'it. So it's not Mater or anything. What about the Svichim, the aftergrowth? It's Rabbi Akiva who says the Svichim are Asurim. So the Omer is doing nothing to be Mater within Eretz Yisrael. It's doing nothing. So Mar says, alright, but it does do something in Chutz La'aretz. It's Mater Chadash in Chutz La'aretz. That's a machlokas in the Gemara Mishnah and Kedushin. Machlokas in Kedushin, but the Chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael or not. Feel the Mandom or Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, love the Oraito. Even according to the one who says that Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz is not a Din D'Oraita. That's why everybody's so mechan in Chutz La'aretz to eat Chodosh. Don't worry about Chodosh. Based on that opinion, even though it doesn't seem that that's the halacha in the Gemara and Kedushin. Shekein Bala Hatir, Lav Shibetokha. There's still a Lav associated with it. What Lav is it coming to be Matir over here? Rashi claims that the Lav that it's being Matir over here is the Lav of Chodosh. That even though it's a Surbish V'eat, so you have two Isurim that are associated with this Tvua. Shavua over here. What are the Isurim? You have an Isur Shvit and an Isur Chadash. So the Omer is good enough to be matter the Isur Chadash. So even though the Isur Shvi'it will be left there, it will still be matir the Isur Chadash. So if one consumes it, they'll only violate one Isur, not two Isurim. That's what Rashi says. Tosos, on the other hand, it's Kain Bala Atir Lav Shvatucha says, if the Omer is not, Im Lo Yatir Omer Isur Shvi'it, Ikre Kan Me Mashke Yisrael. If it's not matir the Isur Shvi'it, then you bring it from something that is a sur for a Jew to consume, then you can't place it on Mizbeach. The Tosos thinks that the matir here, it's matir everything. It's not clear what Tosos thinks the matir is here, but it definitely can't be what Rashi is saying here, because otherwise you couldn't bring the korban. If it's matir, it's got to be matir the gamre, whatever is there. So one pircha is the minchat omer. Pircha to the kal v'chomer is the minchat omer, which is not ra'oy the hejot, it's ra'oy the gavoa. So there's a disproof of this kal v'chomer, that everything that's asur for hejot is also asur for the mizbeach. Where it says, wait a minute, minch omer is unique. Omer is unique in the fact that it's matir, materet chadash. It has a aspect of hatara in it. Where it says, no, I'll bring it on Shvi'it, where there is no matir. Where it says, even on Shvi'it, there's svichim. It's going to Rabbi Kiva, there is no svichim, there are mutarim. So therefore, it's not matir anything. So, what about chutz laaretz? It is matir chodesh in chutz laaretz. Because even according to the one who says that chadash doesn't apply in chutz laaretz, he's still matir lav shebetocha. Still does some sort of matir. So it does some sort of matir over here. We can't use it to disprove the kal v'chomer. What's the matir it does over here? According to Rashi, it eliminates the chadash, even though it doesn't eliminate the shvi'it isur. And the other opinion, according to Tosfos, it's matir it legamre, that it allows it to go on the mizbeach legamre. And therefore, since it's a matir, I can't prove anything from it. So that won't break up our kal v'chomer. So now our next attempt is Reish Lakish Amar Bishum Deikal Meimar Mifateim Haktoret Yochiach, that someone who mixes the ketoret will be shalasur lehejot. It's not permitted to hejot, to mutar the gvoa, and it's allowed to be used by gvoa. Where it says, mefateim? Mefateim gavrohu. Mefateim is a terminology used for someone who is mixing the ketoret. Ela pitam ha-ketoret. The mix of the ketoret. The ketoret mix, yochiach. Shasur the hejot, umutar the gvoa. It's a surf hejot to get benefit from the ketoret, yet it's mutar for shamayim. Malu pitam ha-ketoret, shkein mitzvato. Bekach. That is the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah that is supposed to be done with this item. So by a treifa, you can't say that. I'm not supposed to bring the treifa on the mizbeach. It's also the hejot. So you were saying it should be also the gvoa. We said, well, I have a raya from ketoret. Ketoret is also the hejot, mutar for the gvoa. It's mutar for the gvoa because the Torah tells you put the ketoret on there. The Torah never tells you put the treifa on the mizbeach. So I don't think you can prove anything from that. Next attempt by an Amora. Marbereid Ravina Amar Mishum Dikal Meimar Shabbat Tochiach. We can prove it from Shabbat. Shasurah the Hejot. Shabbat you can't bring Karbanot. Umutera the Gavoah. And yes, you can bring Karbanot to Shamayim. Mala Shabbat Shkin Hutra Michlalai to Hejot. By Hejot, there's a Heter Legamai. Shabbos is Nitcheit Mipnei Mila. But if you have a Bris Mila on Shabbos, you can be Doche Shabbos. It says, Atu Mila Tzorach Hejotu? Is a mila tzorach hejot, mila mitzvahi. That's a mitzvah that has to be done on Shabbos. That's not because you're a hejot, therefore it's muteret. No, that's also tzorach gavoah. You're doing the mila on Shabbos, that's a tzorach gavoah. Elo malu Shabbat shekein mitzvah tabakach. Again, the mitzvah is to bring these items on Shabbat. You have to bring the karbanot on Shabbat, so therefore you bring them, that's doche Shabbos. It's not because it's Shabbos that you're allowed to do it. It's because there's a mitzvah to do it, then you can be doche Shabbos. So that's not a proof again. Just because the hejot can't be, has Yisurim on Shabbos, and they're suspended for the avodah and the mikdash, doesn't prove anything to me. Because that's what the Torah tells you to do. That's the mitzvah b'kach. Rav Ader bar Abba Amar Mishum Deikal Meimar Kilayim Tochiach. Shasurim lehejot, a hejot can't wear kilayim, umutarim legevoah. And yet they are allowed to be used by the Kohanim in their big day kihuna. That they're made out of kilayim. The kilayim shekein huchu michlal nanetzo hejot b'tzitzit. Wait, there's a heter for kilayim by a hejot also, that by tzitzit you're allowed to have kilayim. Atu tzitzit tzorech hejot hi. Wait a minute, again. Tzitzit are not a tzorech hejot. Tzitzit are a demand of gavoa. They're the same din of gavoa. It's a very important statement over here, that tzitzit are viewed as something that's a tzorech gavoa. When Korach comes along and says, kolam kidoshim, kolam kidoshim, lama nesu akal Hashem, what's the example the Midrash brings? He brought a beged kulot chelet. Brings a beged kulot. Does this need tzitzit? Why? Because the tzitzit represent like the big day kuna, like the tzitz HaKodesh. They have equivalents to the Big Day Kona. You say this idea over here, that the tzitzit are not tzarech hejot, they're tzarech gevoah. And yes, they're tzarech gevoah because they're a mitzvah, but also they have this aspect that's associated with the Big Day Kona. So Gemara says, tzitzit, atu tzitzit tzarech hejot, mitzvah yi. Ela ma'al kilayim shmitzvah tobakach. Again, we can destroy that. That's not a good pircha. Because kilayim, the mitzvah is to wear kilayim in the Big Day Kuhuna. There's nothing to talk about. Big Day Kuhuna required kilayim. That's a demand of the Torah. The Torah does not demand that you place trefot on the mizbeach. Tosos points out over here, even though, but in general, when it comes to tzitzit, you could accomplish the mitzvah by placing it on a Big Day Tzemer. You don't have to violate kilayim in order to wear tzitzit. But if you wear a Big Day Pishtan, you'd have to put tzitzit of tchelet on there. Tchelet has to come from wool. So if you wear a Big Day Pishtan, it will require you to violate the Isur of Kilayim. So okay, we'll stop over here.